Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from SmoothieShred.com and best-selling author of the book, Miracle Metabolism, where I show you how to get leaner, fitter, healthier, faster at any age on a 100% plant-based diet. In this episode, Carson Daly bombs J-Lo and A-Rod's 10-day challenge diet. You can view the complete video version of this podcast by going to SmoothieShred.com, searching through to the video library, and clicking on episode number 18. Forgive me, J-Lo, for I have sinned. Carson Daly admits he couldn't last 24 hours on the singer's 10-day no-carb, no-sugar challenge. So let's talk about this, because Carson Daly isn't the only one that's going to struggle with something like this. This is a diet that I reviewed in a couple episodes ago, and I went through and kind of broke down what the diet was, like basically giving you my opinion on if something like this would work to be able to help you transform your body and lose a lot of body weight, and is there a better way to do it, and what are the things that make it really tough to do, and how do we make it a little easier and get better results? So for those of you that didn't see that episode, you can always go back and watch it, but let me just give you a really quick summary of what it is. So the idea is that you're going on no carbs and no sugar for 10 straight days. You're going to be eating lots and lots of protein and raw vegetables. And the truth is that you are eating carbohydrates, but the idea is you want the carbohydrates to come from the raw vegetables and not from things like sugar or processed carbs. So what the diet really is a no sugar and no processed carb diet. Now, why did Carson Daly have such a hard time just not even being able to last for 24 hours? Well, what he says is that he basically missed chicken pot pie and had a get together and said that, what am I supposed to do? Just eat raw vegetables? And the answer is yes, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. So let's talk about why a diet like this is so hard. Like, a lot of people believe, first of all, that vegetables have no carbs. That's wrong. That is the carb source. It does have carbohydrates, but it's the smartest kind of carbs that you could possibly eat if you want to get as lean and lose as much fat as humanly possible. So remember that. That's why the Miracle Metabolism fat loss plan is huge amounts of raw vegetable, because it raises metabolism while supplying you the carbs that you need so you can do all the fat loss exercise that you need. Now, what we did in terms of the protein was we swapped out. We don't want the meat because we don't want things that are inflammatory. So what we're going to have for our protein instead are plant-based protein sources. And so when you have plant-based protein sources that do not cause or promote inflammation in the body combined with high quality, high nutrient dense raw vegetables, that gives you the best combination of raising metabolism and supplying the protein and the carbohydrates that your body needs to be able to lose as much body fat as possible and recover fast from your workouts. Okay, so let's talk about the topic of how do you deal or how do you succeed on a diet like this where it feels like all of your favorite foods are taken away. Well, the key, and this is what we do with all of our clients, I think a lot of people don't get this, is that when it comes to raw vegetables, the more you eat, the faster the results. It goes counter to what everybody's taught. It's like, well, if I put more calories in, then I'm actually going to get worse results, right? Nope, it doesn't work that way, not with raw vegetables. In fact, the more nutrients you put in your body, the faster your metabolism gets, and you're going to lose more body fat for the same amount of effort. That is a double win, because now we're basically satisfying our hunger while raising metabolism, getting faster results. You see, what I'm basically telling you is we can get faster results on eating a higher amount of calories in raw vegetables than we could if we were to cut back on that. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, it just works that way, because all of the cells in our body that create the different hormones that are responsible for the reduction of body fat, well, all of that needs the nutrients that you're putting in your body. So if you starve those cells of those nutrients, it can't create the hormones that stimulate the fat loss. And I mean, and there's so many different cells that are involved with that process. So what we do is we hypernourish you, get your metabolism really high. And what's great is you can't get fat on any of the vegetables, so you can literally have an unlimited supply. That's why we have the smoothies with our stuff. Go back to the previous videos that I've had where I teach you how to create smoothies so that you can lose body fat a lot easier. So what I would do if I wanted to succeed on this type of diet, like if we could totally do a 10-day no sugar, no processed carbohydrate challenge. Very easy. In fact, that's what the fat loss diet is in Miracle Metabolism. It's gorging on vegetables nonstop so that you're never, ever hungry. You want to be eating until you're full. You can also throw all that stuff in a blender, add a little bit of fruit to it for flavor, and then chug that down again until you're not hungry anymore. That is the biggest key right there, is hunger makes you go crazy, literally. If you allow yourself to stay hungry enough, your brain is going to start screaming at you and making up all these different reasons why you have to stop this diet. But if you're not hungry and you're satisfied, well, by definition, your body is satisfied and your brain is satisfied, so it doesn't have to scream at you. And then when you combine that with lots of good high-intensity exercise, you're also supplying another brain chemical, which is, in addition to dopamine, we all know that dopamine is the reward neurotransmitter in the brain that makes you feel good, makes you feel satisfied, you're also getting norepinephrine, which just takes the feeling of wellness and satisfaction to a whole new level, and that's going to help you really break the addiction to foods, especially processed carbohydrates and sugars that don't help you get healthier. So that's my take on Carson Daly's struggle with J-Lo's 10-day challenge. There's a better way to do it, and there's also a strategy to succeed. Do not let yourself get hungry. And when it comes to raw vegetables, there is no upper limit. In fact, the more you eat, the better.
To view the video version of this episode, simply go to smoothieshred.com, go to the video library section, and then find episode number 18. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.